The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty, turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Well, Tara's on a telephone from Montana, so...
My fault.
That's why that was real off. And also after the splendor of last week's Hi Guys being in the same studio of L.A., it leaves a bit to be desired, honey. How are you? Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I know.
Yay!
It was a good one. It felt so quick because I had a trip to London. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay. I had the travel day from hell, Jay, getting back here.
Naturally. So you were coming from London to Montana.
Correct.
Where do you fly into? What is that airport there in Montana?
Right. So we left on, what was it, the 20th to London. We arrived in London. We had like 2 days there, kind of jet lagged, you know, walking in a daze for 2 or 3 days.
Yes.
I worked, and then we scurried out after the taping, and we got on a like 8 o'clock flight back to the States, but we had to go to Newark and stay the night in Newark and then wake up like 3 hours later and get on a 7 a.m. flight, and we'd be in snowy, beautiful Montana for Christmas Eve at 11 a.m. And we get there, and it is mayhem. It is crazy town at the Newark airport, and I roll up to the first guy after we stand on the longest line, and he's like, I can't find Todd's reservation.
No.
And I'm like, it's right here. It's on my phone. I have printouts. I don't know what else you want me to do. So we got shuffled around to so many people. It took like an hour. Then we like raced through security. I'm like just tapping people's shoulders saying, hey, is there any way I can cut?
Hi, I'm Tara Lipinski, and I need to move through here.
Right. We get there. We get to the gate as the door is closing, and we get a real winner that's like, no, I'm sorry.
It's against FAA regulations.
Right. You are 35 seconds late, so,
so
that
sorry.
Looks like a no. Merry Christmas. that happened.
This wasn't Delta, was it?
It was the last flight out that day, and I looked at Todd, and he's like, okay, don't melt down. And he's like, we'll figure this out. So we sat for the next, like, 2 hours in the airport, just kayaking, going on orbits, calling every airline. And then finally, we somehow found a flight through, like, we had to go through Chicago and somewhere. We had to go all over the world, but we were at the airport from, like, 8 a.m. till 4. And then we took all these flights to get to Montana, landed at, like, 11:30 because that, oh, the best part, Jay, is we finally find the flight, and I'm so excited. And then it's like, oh, we're delayed. And it kept getting delayed, you know, like when you watch. And I'm like, we're going to miss our connection. And I'm sleeping now in Chicago airport for Christmas Eve. So it was
glory.
It was a horrible, like, horrible Christmas Eve travel day. But we finally got there, and my mom and dad were really fun. And they're like, it's okay. It's going to be like midnight mass. We're going to have a midnight meal, and we're going to open some gifts. So we were, like, delirious, but it was, like, really fun. So we came in, we got into our pajamas, and we had lasagna and garlic bread and opened some gifts. And
it's not a Tara Lipinski travel day unless it's dramatic. I feel like for the last 3 years, you had nothing but terrible travel light chop.
It's so terrible. I don't know. It's a Lipinski travel day.
Ugh. All right. Well, I'm glad you got there, and it looks beautiful on the Instagram reportage. Guys, if you haven't looked, you should go and look at it, because there were deer. There is an excess amount of tinsel, and Tara is wearing pretty much the tiniest onesie romper I've ever seen. So it's pure bosom and ass cheek. It's glorious.
Oh, my goodness. It is so beautiful. And they're so, like, we were here last year, but I don't know what happened. Like, there is a deer party happening. I'm not kidding you. We wake up.
The deer swingers party.
50 deer, like, looking in our window, like, right, their noses, like, right up to the window.
Well, did they think Dubby's one of their own and that you've kidnapped him?
I have no idea. There's so many, and I'm so fascinated by them all. I like watching them. There's, like, I feel like they're part of the family now. Todd and I are trying to name them. And there's, like, one that's really sleepy and doesn't do anything. Like, everyone else is trying to eat, and he just is, like, staring at a tree, just laying down, and he hasn't moved all morning. And I was really worried he's sick, but Todd told me he's just lazy.
He's just lazy. That would be the me one. Yeah, I feel like I haven't done anything since, I don't know, Friday of last week. So I went out with friends, like a pre-Christmas thing. The people that I wouldn't see in my clique down here, we all went out, and it wasn't an outrageous night, and I was home at a reasonable hour for once. And then all day Saturday, I just kind of laid around and didn't do anything. And then Sunday, I got up and my realtor sent me a property to go and stalk. So I did a drive-by. Ooh. Yeah, I couldn't find it. And that means I don't like it. But
Didn't make the cut.
Well, in reality, I have never seen it. So because I could not find it in these country roads, you know, it could just be behind a hill. But if I can't see it, I'm not going to like drive down some stranger's driveway to find this house to stalk. So that happened. And then I got angry. So then I didn't go out until I had to come here to record the podcast. But Christmas was lovely. My mother and father got me a Carson Wentz hoodie, which I was extremely happy with. And the Eagles won yesterday, which was good. And the Patriots won. And, you know, my football teams are really doing well.
I just before we went to the Super Bowl, Johnny and I were on the same page. We had no idea about football.
Could not be bothered about football. Like,
give us
some sparkly little hats to wear, Karen Rose Gold, and that's how we're going to Super Bowl.
Right. And now he met Gronkowski, the Super Bowl, and it's changed his life.
It really has. And now, you know, just being in the greater Philadelphia area and the Eagles having the best record in the whole NFL, you know, I'm in. I'm in it to win it. I'm down with it. But, you know, so, guys, if you aren't aware, Tara and I did work the Super Bowl in 2015, and every 3 years it rotates. So NBC will have it, and then Fox will have it, and then CBS will have it. And then it goes back. NBC, blah, 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 blah. So this year, NBC has the Super Bowl again, and it's on the weekend before the Olympics begin. So Tara and I will already be in Korea when the Super Bowl happens, and I'm going to be so upset if the Eagles make it and I can't be there to cheer them on in real life, because I would have gone full on, you know, you're supposed to be neutral, but partisan. I'd wear Eagle wings. I would be full on green outfit, just really killing it for Philly.
I love it.
It's
I love that you're
sad,
like
though.
A football fan. It makes me happy.
I am, but only to a certain extent. Like, I watch the kickoff and I'll watch a little bit and then I have to vacuum.
Or, and then Windex the polar bear.
And then do some polar bear Windexing, just some light Windexing. But in the middle,
pledging.
And then I watch the end. And pledging, and you know, I do my work. I eat a piece of pie. But anyway, Christmas was just wonderful, and it was just quiet, spent with my family, and the puppy was really cute. He was a sleepy little bear all day.
Your brother got engaged.
My brother got engaged. Yeah, congratulations to Boz and Stacy. They've been together for quite some time now. Not entirely sure how long, but for a long time, because, you know, young people. But yeah, it was really exciting. I flew home from L.A. last week, and as I was landing, apparently it was happening. And they didn't do it in a really, like, over-the-top sort of the big gardens around here, the Longwood Gardens, and they're beautiful. And I was like, why don't you take her there? And, like, when the fountain show happens, do something, like, outrageous or, you know, have something written in the sky, you know, just
Todd
whatever.
Cap style.
Yeah, Todd Cap style, big and bold and vivacious. And my brother was like, nah, I just want to do it in the living room. My brother's really chill, like, extremely, exceedingly chill.
He's like, I really like the couch.
He was like, I just want to do it in Mom and Dad's living room, and I'm going to trick her. So definitely trickery. Trickery is the best way to go with it. I'm just going to, you know, trick her, and I'm going to put the ring in a box of old, like, ornaments, Christmas ornaments, like baby's first Christmas.
That's cute.
all my old, it was cute. And, you know, it was very him and laid back, and she's very much the same. And she loved it, and there were, she was shaking and there were tears and all this, but they've been talking about it for a while. And I think they're actually going to get married in California.
Ooh, how exciting.
Yeah. I mean, neither of them have ever lived there, but Boz is a bit, my brother is a big fan, and, they're going to get married, I think, in Ojai.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So
maybe
we'll
I'll crash
see
the wedding.
Certainly should. I'll make sure you get on the list. Because mommy might be officiating it.
Which, oh my God. I mean, you got to get Todd Kapp and I on the list.
Yeah. It's because, you know, I'll be full on yarmulke, even though none of us are Jewish, and in a big winged caftan. The worst thing you can do with me is include me. I'll say that. Because then it goes way over the top. Okay, so what else is happening out there in Montana? Give me more of the lay of the land. New Year's is coming.
Yeah, well, I feel like the last week was a whirlwind. I mentioned I went to London, which was, like, for the holidays, it was really fun to kind of do that, because London almost decorates for Christmas better than the States. They are so into it. Like, when you walk down the street in Harrods, and they have all these little alleys and corners, and it's so lit up and beautiful, and I just loved it. And then we actually didn't stay in London because the studios were, like, in the country.
Right.
And that was kind of fun, too. So we would, like, take the train into London, although we, coming back one night, like, got really confused with the trains, got on, like, six different trains, took us, like, 2 hours out of the way. It was a Lipinski travel day.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for taking, you know, a train.
Right, I know.
It's pretty adventurous.
We enjoyed London. Like, we walked around. There was this, like, little Christmas market where we had all these, they had all these, like, little food stands. So it was nice to sort of get into the holiday spirit there and then go into the country, like, in the middle of nowhere. And they had these huge, aircraft, hangars and, where these studios were. And it was incredible. And the show was really fun. I don't know how much I can really talk about it, but, it was really cool. It went by so fast because we were only there for, like, 2 days.
Right.
And then, coming back, obviously, the travel day, but now being in Montana was amazing. We woke up Christmas morning and,
no idea where you were.
What'd you say?
No idea where you were.
Yeah, no idea. We slept till like 11. So we missed most of Christmas morning, but it was just like a really chill day. We did, Todd and I, like, decorated the tree, and it was, we woke up to, like, snowing. So it was a white Christmas, and then Todd and I opened gifts, and Todd, of course, like, nailed it. I think I nailed his gift too, but he had like three different ones, and he kept calling them all week, like, the thoughtful one, the nice one, and the very nice one. Like, and we were like struggling. Well, not struggling. I was like, I know which order I want to do it in, but he was really stressed. He had to preface every gift, and why, I have no idea, because literally it was, like, he nailed it. So he, the first one I opened was Louboutin sneakers, which are sparkly and have gold and silver, and they're going to be amazing for Korea. I'm going to bring them to Nationals. You're going to love them.
Well, yeah, because I always take umbrage with your golden gooses. I know you love them and they're really popular, right, but they come dirty. Like,
they come dirty.
They come dirty, and that upsets mommy.
So
because in my day, dirty sneakers was. I'm excited by them.
They look it. So he just, like, added the blue. I think he was so nervous to just, like, pick out shoes. I mean, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially for me, I'm so picky, but, like, completely nailed it. Then the next gift was the thoughtful gift. And he got these, like, he found these old vintage maps of, like, they look really cool, and we're going to, like, frame them. And it's a vintage map of New York and then a vintage map of L.A. And then he found, like, a calligrapher to make these, like, cool antique little plaques that mark all over the city our special places. So, like, my West Village apartment, and then, like, the skating rink, like, Wallman, where we skated together with our parents for the first time, and then, you know, where we had our engagement dinner, and then where he proposed, and then L.A. was, like, our first date spot, and the Dave Matthews concert we went, like, these, he picked, like, 10 really special moments.
Right.
And, like, it's so beautiful, so thoughtful, and it's going to be so cool to frame and then just, like, keep in our family. Because can you imagine, like, when we're dead and gone and years down the line, if I keep it in my, like, South Carolina house, which I hope lives on in my family, some kid is going to be like, oh, my goodness, 2015? You know what I mean?
So, what? They're going to think, like, Todd Kapp really had his ish together. Todd Kapp
really,
was...
You really did.
Our grandfather was... great-grandfather was awesome.
Yeah. Then he got me this beautiful tea ring, and it's rose gold, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. So he did really well. I got him a camera. I like went all out because you know how he loves to do his videos when we travel, and he knows all of his stuff about photography and cameras, and he just knows.
It's his
and
thing.
I'm so scared and picking the wrong thing. So I like I was texting with his DP that he works with all the time, and I was like, you got to help me. But I think I nailed it. He seems really excited. So I got him a new professional camera.
Nice.
And then mom and dad got us lots of matching things. So as the week progresses, you'll see Todd and I matching in all things.
Wait, does Todd have that same mini romper that you've been wearing?
No, he doesn't have that one. But we do have a onesie. That we'll be whipping out soon.
Lovers onesies. Now, in preparation for New Year, you're spending it out there, right?
Yeah, we're spending it out there.
But everyone's coming.
The whole world's coming. So
okay.
Tomorrow, my cousin Eric and his wife and his two kids are coming out. Like the closest family like I have, and we grew up together. And my uncle who. Like a second dad to me. They had their house a cul-de-sac away, but it's only Eric and the girls that are coming. So that's going to be insane. They don't even know they're coming. So it's going to be a big surprise.
They were a big hit at the wedding. I really enjoyed all of them.
So cute. Hannah loves you. She's been like working on her Russian. Cause remember on the bus ride, you were talking to her about Russian.
Oh yeah. So. I mean, remember mommy was drunk the whole time, but I do remember teaching her Russian.
Yeah. And so Lori, her mom, has said she's like really taking it up and quite seriously.
Good. I love when the family becomes more spies, you know?
Yeah, I know. I like that too. and then the next day comes Kelly and Kevin and Scarlett.
Oh my God. Wait, did you see Kelly Hurley? Guys, Kelly Hurley's been a guest of ours and she's a dear friend. Did you see her Insta story with Kevin building that child's treehouse?
I was dying for like, he built it for 36 hours straight.
The poor guy. I mean, you can call someone to do that if you aren't inclined to put pieces of wood together. But wow, guys, I think it's probably disappeared by now. But Kelly's husband, Kevin, was, you know, playing Santa. And, you know, if we have listeners that have small children, they listen in the car. Santa was helping Kevin build this treehouse. And so essentially he laid out all of the pieces of wood. And he would have a little glass of champagne in the middle. Kelly was drinking all day, so she would go out and bug him and video him with avocado toast and champagne and all these beautiful things. And it went from like 1 in the afternoon until 4:30 in the morning that this poor man built this treehouse. It was exquisitely done Instagram storying.
It's amazing. I loved that story. I watched it like 6 times.
Oh, yeah. I showed my whole family.
And then Chelsea and Kellen, Deb and Jason, Amanda and Josh. I'm trying to think who else we're missing. But it's going to be a crew.
That's a big crew.
I know. We're really excited.
Yeah. I mean, I sorry, I didn't react when I was supposed to just then. But I'm very excited. I heard music in my ear somehow. No, but that's really exciting. Do you guys have a theme? Do you have like when the ball drops, what you're going to do?
Well, we are going to do a big New Year's Eve dinner. And then we are doing these Winter Olympic sports. So everyone had a task and games that we need to play. And so we might try curling. it's just going to be a mishmash of just ridiculousness.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about the curling before, because Deb is really adept at curling as a Canadian, correct?
Exactly. Like, she knows how to make it, like, the makeshift kind.
Yes, the, like, stickball version of curling.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to drink and play games and play in the snow and, you know, we have New Year's decorations and we're going to actually get dressed up and have a nice fancy dinner.
Oh, sweet.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I our New Year's Eve plans, I mean, you have a fabulous one, but mine, you know how stressed I get when we travel and when there are jobs that are happening and, like, we have nationals and we leave on the 2nd in San Jose. So it's like, I always forget, and not that I forget, but it's just I don't appreciate the fact that in the length of time it takes me to fly to California, I could just as easily fly to Paris.
And, yeah, I know.
And you forget because you're just flying to the opposite side of the country, right? But anyway, on the 2nd, we go to San Jose for the Nationals, the Olympic qualification competition. So for New Year's Eve, I tried to really dumb it down because, you know, I have to pack like 16 days in advance. And then I have to sit calmly to get my druthers about me for like at least, you know, 30 hours before we fly. So I didn't want to go and do anything crazy. I thought about going to New York and just being with my girls and having a moment. But I'm just staying local and big family dinner with some friends down here, and then we're going to go to the Hummingbird, that speakeasy that I love. Just keep it real casual
nice.
for New Year's Eve.
I know,
but we're doing a
then
theme.
We leave.
Yeah, we're leaving. I'm doing black and white theme with everyone, but you know, I'm going to need that whole first day of the year to like refine the packing and to go over things because we've got a very very busy schedule coming up.
We sure do.
We sure do. I mean, when we go to Nationals, guys, Tara and I just found out about this from one of our producers, and she's our features producer for Nationals. And I get to interview Tara Lipinski for her 20-year jubilee anniversary of her Olympic gold medal. And I'm trying to go Diane Sawyer with it. I think, or a Barbara Walters. I may get a very professional sort of accent when I'm talking to you, very pointed, very like
what?
Like, oh, I'm from Connecticut, and I'm talking with Tara Lipinski, Olympic champion of 1998. Tara. So, Tara, tell us. I want to do something funny. But wow, 20 years. I can't believe that happened 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Hashtag blessed. But then we do the Nationals, guys. And just like a little recap, the U.S. Nationals are this year in San Jose. And they start on the 29th of December. And that's kind of the lower levels, like juvenile, intermediate, novice. Not the Olympic qualification levels. But those start earlier and in just a couple days, actually. So good luck to all the little baby competitors. And then Tara and I arrive on the 2nd of January for the main events, the Olympic qualification events. So the men, the ladies, the pairs, the dance. And that goes until the 7th of January. But on the 7th, the dance! But on, and you can get tickets online somewhere. I don't know where, but you can just come and join us. It's going to be great. And cheer on Americans as they go to the Olympics and represent America. But then we go to the Golden Globes. And last week when Tara and I were together, she told me that a lot of the leading ladies of Hollywood decided to wear black for solidarity with sexual harassment. And it's become a very big thing now that a lot of ladies for the Golden Globes are wearing black. So I figure, you know, I should wear black. But it's thrown off my whole preparation for the Golden Globes because I was going to wear white. And did you find a black dress?
So this is the thing about the Golden Globes. I went for my fitting, and none of the dresses really worked for that last-minute fitting once we realized we had to wear black.
Yeah.
So I have no dress at the moment.
Oh, good. I mean, I don't really have clothes either, so...
Right. So when I fly back in the morning, the stylist will be there with alterations, and we'll see what we find.
Great. I mean, that's how I'm rolling,
too. You know
too.
How that makes me feel. You know how stressed...
Well,
I
mean, I can't wait because you're going to end up looking beautiful as you always do. However, I'm doing the same thing. I haven't had like a proper face-to-face with my stylist who I've worked with before. And thank God we have stylists to get us ready for this thing. Because we can't just wear something from our wardrobes, even though we've got great ones. We just have to do something a little special. We're going to prom, essentially.
And pretty much.
Yeah. And Golden Globes, like, that's a big red carpet. Like, I'd say that's the second largest in Hollywood to the Oscars. So it's a really big deal. It's on NBC, our network, and we really have to represent. But Tara and I are so busy. It's too busy.
So busy.
And we have, like, there's no time. And Tara's small, and also the pressures on a woman are very different than the pressures on me. I mean, I could show up in, well, I mean, I have worn it already, but a black patent leather cocoon, and I can do that. But Tara is just a little thing. And, like, it's really hard to get the right fit
so
and to do the right thing.
It's so hard to get the right fit. You know what I mean?
Like, and wear something that somebody else is not wearing. And it's a lot of stress. So I'm right there with you. We fly into L.A. at, like, 6 a.m. from San Jose on that Sunday. Because we're going to look good and exhausted, by the way, for that carpet.
Really rosy-cheeked and
just
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Real good and haggard is what we're going to look like. Everyone should watch the Olympics. Bye.
Definitely tune in, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. we're real good at red carpets, so we've got some moxie to us, and we've worked out our poses.
I mean, I'm just trying to really relax these next few days because I'm so terrified of what's to come. I mean, from nationals, that's going to be a long week, to then the Golden Globes, then right back to New York for a shoot. Press day, then back, and then I have stuff in L.A. I might have to come back to New York, and then we leave, like, in 30 days from now.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a fun little schedule addition I have to your schedule? Is that I, in addition to doing that whole San Jose, L.A., then back to New York, I have a performance as the Queen of Bryant Park.
The Queen of Bryant Park.
I've got one, like, after I land from the Golden Globes, before I then meet you for the shoot in New York and then another shoot in Stamford the next day. So it's just like a whole week that just will not end. It's going to be like Groundhog Day over here. And then I found out that my final performance of the winter as Queen of Bryant Park is the day before we leave for the Olympics. So,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't live in New York, and it's like an hour and 45, 2 hours for me to get to the city. I'm going to have 8 to 10 suitcases of very vast size. And, like, how am I supposed to transport myself to New York City, do a performance, and then ship my skates back, like, essentially put my skates and costumes and everything into a FedEx box and trust that they're going to make it back home. And, like, just little things like that. And I've explained it to my family and my friends before, but I'm so micromanaging, and I think you're very much the same, because when it comes down to it, you're going to be the one that's waiting on a street corner in the cold in New York City with, like, 19 bags if there isn't everything perfectly timed and situated.
Exactly.
We don't travel with posses. We don't really have assistants that go everywhere with us. Like, it's usually just us. And if one thing goes wrong, if one of the cards in this house of cards isn't there, it will all crumble. I will have some sort of panic attack. And hashtag Johnny Weir found dead in a street gutter in New York City of panic.
Going to happen. We're going to make it.
We're going to make it. We're going to succeed. I had
a meltdown with tinsel today. So
yeah, what happened with that?
Just to put into perspective.
What happened? Did you clog up the vacuum with it?
Know if you've been watching my Insta stories, but
there's a lot of tinsel rolling around there and lots of pine cones and decorations.
Right. And my mom does it so flawlessly and seamlessly and easily. And she did it because we came in so late. She's like, Tara, I'll do the top of your tree. And then because I know you'd like to do your Christmas tree as part of our tradition, you know, you can do that. So the top of my tree that I'm looking at right now looks gorgeous. And I'm trying to put the tinsel on the bottom. And first off, there's tinsel everywhere. And mine is clumpy. They're all different lengths. It looks so horrible. I don't know what I do wrong. I just don't understand why I don't have the touch for tinsel or decorating like my mom does. Why did that not fall down from the tree?
Well, you can't cook either. We can't have it all, honey.
I mean,
you have an Olympic gold medal.
And commentate.
You have an Olympic gold medal.
Cat happy.
And you're thin.
And that.
So, I mean, blonde and thin. And those are very good things. You've got a wide foot, though, which is why I think Todd Kapp's choice of a sneaker was a really cool choice, because he trusted himself. That's the only place on Tara Lipinski that's wide is the foot.
Is the foot. It was funny. I got a massage at the airport in Newark on Christmas Eve. And this guy
did they
goes,
marvel at
a
the size of your foot?
Polynesian foot. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, it's very wide, good for balance. And I was like, thank you. I just wanted to drop that in there. I was talking about wide feet. I have Polynesian feet.
You have a Polish foot, and they're glorious, but they are the widest part of your body. But you need a sturdy...
So
when you're loop-looping, though, you need a sturdy base, and a wide foot
really
is definitely helpful.
I need a block to land on.
Snowshoes.
Two bricks.
Speaking of brick feet, let's talk about the year of the dog.
So what does that mean?
Okay, so guys, last year I told you, and you heard it here first, it was going to be the year of the cock. And that meant no eating of eggs or using colors in your New Year's garb that were anti-rooster. You know, there were just lots of things to think about. But this new coming year, and if you go by Chinese calendar, it doesn't actually happen until February 16th. But Tara and I don't really do Chinese zodiac, so we're going to celebrate it on the 1st. So in the changing of the year, it will become the year of the dog. And just to put it into a little perspective, famous dogs are Justin Bieber, Madonna, Elvis Presley, Donald Trump, Winston Churchill, Steven Spielberg, and Mother Teresa. So if you know any of them.
What am I?
What are you?
Hold on. Let me Google.
Yeah, just.
What are you, Jay?
I'm a rat.
Oh, my God. I am the year of the dog.
Oh, well, actually, don't get too excited.
Oh.
Because apparently, when it is your year, it offends whatever zodiac thing up there. And it says that, like, you and your year, you're going to be tired because it's, like, so much energy coming to you. I read through this today. You are a dog. But...
So you're saying this is bad news? What's happening?
I'm not saying bad news bears. I'm not saying that it's going to be a hard year. You're just going to be tired. But you're going to have accomplishments. I read that. You're going to accomplish a lot, but you'll be tired. And you'll always feel like your best isn't good enough. Like when Dubby is great, and you still send him to his crate.
That's every Chinese year.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I mean, the Chinese zodiac, it just turns us all into hard workers. But, you know, this is all frou-frou stuff for us because we aren't Chinese, so we don't have to adhere to all of it. So you're going to have a great year, honey. I'm proud of you.
You know what? You've upset me, and now I need to look what my year is going to be.
Now we need to get you a neck brace because you've just injured yourself. New syndrome for Tara Lipinski.
But does it mean I'm having a good year?
It means you're going to have a successful year, but you'll feel exhausted. I'm not reading off a thing. This is just from what I researched this
exhausted
morning because I know I want to talk
tired,
about
tired, not sick or anything.
Tired, not unhealthy. Just you're going to be tired because you're going to be doing a lot, as dogs do. And you'll have to read into it more. But that's what I get, is that most people are going to be exhausted, especially if you're a dog or you're in sort of that astrological, zodiac-y sort of partnerships with dogs. You're going to be tired and feel like your best is never good enough, but you're going to succeed. So I think that's great. The lucky numbers for the year of the dog are 3, 4, and 9. The lucky colors of the year of the dog are red, green, and purple. Last year for the year of the rooster, gold was a lucky color, and I rather preferred that. However, green's going to be great. And then the flowers of the year of the dog are the rose, the orchid, and the cymbidium, which I'm not quite sure what that is. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
No, probably some Chinese flower. But I think it's going to be great. We've lost Tara Lipinski, guys, just because she's now Googling all of the bad things that are going to hurt her this year. And, you know, every website says a different thing. So, hey, Tara, come back to me. It's all going to be okay. I got you. I'm a rat. And you and I have a good partnership as per Chinese zodiac, and I will carry you through. Maybe small, but look at that rat with Wilbur. In Charlotte's Web, Salutations. You remember that movie?
But you know what? I am reading about this. I need to put my phone down. Okay.
So busy.
Go on.
Guys, I know we're podcasting. But Tara Lipinski is now busy because I have just told her that there are so many syndromes that will befall her as a dog in the year of the dog. But let's get into a little skating corner. So some stuff happened over the end of last week and the weekend. The Russian National Championships and the Japanese National Championships happened. Tara was very busy in London, but she still had time to follow the results.
Yes.
And, you know, Russian championships, which for they will be the Olympic athletes of Russia at the Olympic Games. But Alina Zagitova won the ladies with Yevgenia Medvedeva still out with injury. Mikhail Kalyada won the men. Bobrova Solovyov won the dance. And Tarasova Morozov won the pairs. And Russia determined their the favorites for the Olympic team, I guess, there, but they haven't officially announced who it's going to be because they may wait until after the European Championships to see how they do. And Tara and I will cover the European Championships. Did I tell you I found that out?
No. When?
I don't know. Sometime soon.
Right.
Yeah. So that might be another trip to Stanford for you, which is really exciting. I think we might miss the four continents, though, just because of our travel to Korea. And then the Japanese nationals happened, and Shoma Uno won the men, Satoko Miyahara won the ladies, Suzuki and Kihara won the pairs, and Muramoto and Reed won the dance. And that is kind of, they've got Kaori Sakamoto also on the ladies' team, and Keiji Tanaka is on the men's team, and Yuzuru Hanyu didn't compete, but good news about him, he's reigning Olympic champion, he will... he has expressed his desire and ability to compete at the Olympics, so he's been named also to the Japanese Olympic team.
That was a lot of names. I wonder how everyone dealt with that.
It was, and I mean, guys, we have to do a little skating corner just because we
do.
You know, we're a sports podcast.
And
we skate and stuff, and this only happens like once every six podcasts, so you're welcome. Should we get right into Fan Corner?
Let's get into Fan Corner.
Fan Corner. Okay, so we have a few things, and I'm going to add this moment from Sports Illustrated into Fan Corner because they are our fans. And Sports Illustrated last week mentioned Tara, Terry, and I as Broadcast Team of the Year. It was an honorable mention, but we're listed among a very small group. We didn't win for that Broadcasting Team of the Year, but we were mentioned, which is honorable.
Mentioned,
it's very nice. And then Tara and I also were mentioned as Analysts of the Year, which I think is very special. And we're thankful to Sports Illustrated for, you know, being our fans and being in our corner, if
Great.
You will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for mentioning us. Maybe next year we'll win. But I think it's just another stepping stone, honey, to our Emmy.
Someday in our future.
I want it this year. I don't want all the glory at the Emmys to be just Todd Capps. This is a larger family than just him now. We all need Emmys.
I mean, I agree. I'd like him too.
I mean, I want him to win
the Johnny Emmy, the Todd Capp Emmy.
The Todd Capp. I want him to win like 13 Emmys this year, but I want our one. So we're going to work hard for that in Pyeongchang. So then from Fan Corner, we've got something from Ice Skating 69, who kind of reversed my thinking a little bit, because I always just assume that the people that watch our broadcasts are our people, and the skating fans, the hardcore skating fans, they'll watch, you know, in the middle of the night on the Olympic Channel or kind of direct online on a YouTube stream or, you know, however, you know, dark web-ish you get with it. But she dispelled that sort of idea that I had and said, despite being a hardcore fan, that she likes to watch online as well as to watch our broadcasts, to hear our comments, because she appreciates it. So thanks, Ice Skating 69. And then,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And then we've got Helen Getty, who she's, this one was funny, and I think you'll appreciate this. She listens to us at half speed on Stitcher, which is one of the platforms that carries Tara and Johnny, the podcast, the award-winning podcast. And she says she listens to us at half speed, so it sounds like we're wasted when we're doing when we're doing the podcast.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's from Helen. So let's just say thank you to Helen real slow so it gets to like real
thank
like.
Thank you.
Helen. Yeah, but that was really funny, and I thought super sweet. But I feel like I need to send you off because you need to go Google things and also call 63 doctors about it being the year of the dog and you being a dog.
I mean, I just looked out the window. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 15 deer outside.
Okay, you have to go play with them.
Like up close and personal.
Ask them if they can teach me how to be a deer, because you know it's all about my transition is to becoming full on deer.
Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi.
I'll ask a few questions.
Yeah, just ask them like what I can do, what their skincare regimes are, what they eat. I mean, I would go on a full bark and berry diet too if I was going to be thin like a deer. All right. So that's all.
That's all we got. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa, which is about to start. Sending our tidings for Kwanzaa. And guys, like always, we love you. We're so thankful for the trillions of you that listen to our podcast. You can follow us, as always, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. And, you know, go along on the journey with us because it's going to be a real busy month.
Or two months. We're going to be crazed.
Yeah, we're going to be even too busy to podcast a few times, I think.
we'll try.
Enjoy us while you can. We'll try, but enjoy this now. And everyone, happy, happy, happy New Year. Wishing everyone health, success, love, glamour, you know, all of the best in this world. I'm wishing all of you guys for a happy New Year.
On that note,
we love you and
bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.